This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Bill Curry Ford. I just went through the car buying experience at Bill Curry Ford with Sean Sullivan, the general manager, who has his own podcast via JoeBucksFan.com. Sean writes $1,000 checks to the winners of every Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast League and has done so for multiple years. When you are in the market to change vehicles or to buy your first vehicle, whether it is a brand new Ford vehicle or a Ford or other make and model that is available on the lot pre-owned, I want you to seek out Sean Sullivan, ask for him by name, and tell him I sent you at Bill Curry Ford on Northdale Mabry. Because he's the GM, he's tough to find. If you cannot get to him, you ask to speak to Grace Thomas. Make sure you also wish her a happy birthday. Grace can find Sean for you, and you can have a face-to-face conversation with Sean, just like I did, about a new vehicle or getting out of a vehicle into a new pre-owned vehicle. I just went through this process and found it to be very comfortable, and it took less time than a cell phone carrier took to switch me from my old company to the new company, even though they bought the old company. I think you know who I'm talking about. Bill Curry Ford, Northdale Mabry, in Tampa, asked for Sean Sullivan and listened to his podcast on JoeBucksFan.com. Brandon Legal Group, longtime supporters of my podcast, creators of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin, and Jeremy was even out on my team helping me host the recent Todd Wright Tour Good versus Evil at Heritage Isles Golf Club. It's very simple. They're a full-service law firm. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. If you have any legal need as it relates to, say, family law or divorce or fill in the blank, full service means full service. And again, they service the greater Tampa Bay area. For a free consult, simply click the box that says request a free consultation at brandonlegalgroup.com or call 844-4BLG-4ME, 844-4BLG-4ME, Brandon Legal Group, your full service law firm. My email is right.todd@yahoo.com. Unless you have a golf question as it relates to my Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, Todd Wright Tour 35 is 2 weeks away. We are sold out. That's our Masters-inspired event. We will be at Plantation Palms. But the Todd Wright Tour Championship, our fifth annual major championship, hosted by the club at Eagle Brook in Lakeland, is coming up in May. If you have a question about how to get in that, email toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Social media, toddwright2121. Instagram, Twitter, or just friend me on Facebook. I'm Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida there. This is a very sad yet simple podcast. Thank you, John Clayton. Some of you who follow me on Twitter already heard one of the stories. I'll elaborate a little bit further. John suddenly passed away after a brief illness. We heard about it on Friday. John was 67 years old, and he touched everyone in the sports media and in the NFL that he encountered over his life. This was a truly sweet man. One of the terrific reporters from NFL Network wrote something on Twitter about John, and I couldn't agree more. I'm paraphrasing. I hope she doesn't mind. He always made you feel like the most important person in the world. He did. He did. My last encounter with John was after I left ESPN and took my show to Sporting News Radio, where I was for almost another decade. And I went to the AFC Championship game in Foxborough, Ravens and Patriots. So we're going back a little ways here. It's the one where Cundiff shanked the field goal attempt that I think could have sent it to overtime. And I was in the press box, just getting ready for the game, and I remember either walking up or walking down a flight of stairs, and there was John, and I hadn't seen him in a few years. I had done regular weekly segments with him on All Night with Todd Wright on ESPN Radio. But I couldn't have John on my show when I left ESPN Radio and went to Sporting News Radio. He didn't tell me that. It was just something professionally you knew not to do. But there he was. He was just sitting there. And as I sort of walked up, and he was talking to people, he was always talking to people. He saw me, and he just smiled. And he just asked how I was doing. And it was genuine. It wasn't, hey, keep it moving along. It was just an instant connection. And he had that with everybody. He loved football. He loved his wife. So let me elaborate on the story that I posted on Twitter. John was always game to work and just have fun. So in the early days of ESPN Radio, before it was 24/7, when I got involved with the network, one of the things they did, some of you may remember this, so we're going back to the late 90s here. They would do a show only on Saturday and Sunday night from roughly Ted Gangi, Louise Cornetta, Len Weiner, correct me, Pete Genesini if I have this wrong, 7 p.m. to 1 a.m., right? 7 p.m. to 1 a.m., Saturday night and Sunday night. They eventually called the show Game Night. For a while, it didn't even have a name. It was just ESPN Radio. And I was fortunate to be one of the hosts that rotated in on this three-person show. You've heard of three-man booths calling football in the NFL, or we have a three-person booth on the main team for the NCAA tournament. Nance, Grant Hill, and Raftery. Usually it was Tony Bruno, Chuck Wilson, and then any combination of Joe D'Ambrosio, Doug Brown, Peter Brown, myself, and others. One weekend, it was Tony, me, and they brought in John Clayton from his home in the Pacific Northwest to be there with us, not just to talk football for a segment or two. It wasn't a football-themed show, but just to be one of the hosts of the show. We were in early March. It wasn't a tournament weekend. It might have been conference tournament week. It may have been just the week before. And as often happened on one of these shows, we would see a game live. We had, oh, I don't know, 7 or 8 monitors on various sporting events available to us in the studio. And Tony was focusing in on this one college basketball game that was very good at the end, and it was coming down to the last possession. So we were all watching it, both in the studio and on the other side of the glass in production, they were watching it as well. Whoever won this game, we were going to make a call to the SID and see if we could get a guest on the show. It's what we did. So we're coming out of a timeout. I think a team is up one. Tony Bruno is laying out everything going on and just suddenly says, John, what play do you call here? And John just smiled, lit up, laughed, the football expert, and said, I'm sorry? And Tony laughed, and I laughed, the audience laughed, the production room laughed. I don't even know what happened in the game. Didn't matter. It was perfect. It was just one of those moments that a John Clayton could provide you, because we're basically saying, John, we know you have no insight here on this college basketball game, but we love you. What do you got? And it was terrific. It was just perfect. So it's a non-football story as it relates to the demeanor, the humor, the kindness of John Clayton. That same weekend, and I may get some shit for telling this story, but okay, because I've thought about it for a long time. So that same weekend, John Stashower, very talented broadcaster, who often came in every 20 minutes to do the then SportsCenter updates. John worked hard. John had a sense of humor, terrific voice. A lot of respect for John, just as I did virtually everybody I worked with at ESPN Radio. So when John would come in to do the updates, we're in a break, and he's talking to production through what's called the IFB. You can press a button and talk to the production room without it going out over the air about when he wants his highlights played or his sound bites played. And as he sits in the chair, Tony's still sitting there. John's still sitting there. I stand up so John can have a seat in the studio. The studio is that small. As John's trying to set up his update, John Clayton, out of nowhere, unsolicited, knowing John Stashower is a New York-based guy. Tony was a Philly-based guy. John's a Pittsburgh and Seattle-based guy. I'm a Florida-based guy. Knowing Stash has New York roots and New York ties, John Clayton, out of nowhere, says, as Stash is trying to get ready for his update, "Hey, Stash, does John Sterling have a big dick?" Stash either didn't hear him or didn't want to hear him. I think for obvious reasons. Tony doesn't turn and look, and I'm thinking, did I just hear that? And we move on. But wait, since John didn't get an answer, he said it again. Quote, "Hey, Stash, does John Sterling have a big dick?" Now, everybody reacts. Now, there are only three other people in the room. This is not over the air. Tony looks at me like as if eye contact said, "What just happened?" That was Tony's reaction. I'm just smiling, like, I guess I did hear it right. Stash finally cracks his headsets, looks around at me and Tony before glancing at John and says, "What are you asking me for? I really wouldn't know." John Clayton then follows up and said something to the effect of, "Well, I know, but he's always around this very attractive woman." That was it. That was the line. That was the justification for the question. And then literally seconds later, "SportsCenter update, this is John Stashower in the SEC tournament," and just off Stash went like the pro he was. But John remembers it. Tony remembers it. I sure as hell remember it. Sorry, John Sterling. Now you're aware of it. Yeah. Thank you, John Clayton, for that spontaneous moment of where the heck did that come from? And when he didn't get an answer from Stash, he asked it again. John was fun and one of the best at what he did. As Ted Ganji, who was a producer on many of those shows, posted on Twitter, as a retweet of Russell Wilson posting, "Thank you, John, for your hard work." John Clayton had the respect of those he covered, which is tough to have these days because John was from a different time, a different cloth. I was asked just the other night at the Sports Club of Tampa Bay dinner by a longtime listener of mine who couldn't believe I was sitting at his table. Very kind man. Said, "How can you not be on radio doing what you did all these years?" And I just said, it's not that way anymore. The loudmouths with no accountability for some reason are the ones being rewarded with all the money and all the airtime. That's why, one of the reasons why, I left the business a decade ago. Because I'm not going to do that. Well, John didn't do that either. And John was a pioneer. These are not only my words, the words of Adam Schefter, the words of Chris Mortensen, and many others. And just know, gosh, John rarely said no unless he had a conflict or, you know, he had a professional conflict or something he was doing with his wife. John came on my show every week. Someone tweeted me and said, I enjoyed that you and John broke down every previous episode of the show 24. We did that on my show. Thank you, John Clayton. Thank you for what you did. Thank you for how you did it. Thank you for making me feel like I was the most important person in the room, as you did everybody else. Thank you for that out-of-nowhere comment about John Sterling putting John Stashauer on the spot. And you asked it twice until Stash gave you a response and went on the air. And for always picking up the phone when I called. Damn it, I thought of these last, you know, however many years, just reaching out to John and just saying, how you doing? You know why I didn't? It's not like I need to put him on the air. I'm not going to bother him. And now he's not there for me to bother anymore, to make me feel like I'm important. Damn it, I should have done it. It's kind of, speaking of great people in my life that I've lost, Chris Thomas, those of you in Tampa Bay know that name. Chris Thomas used to say at the end of virtually every radio show, make sure you tell someone you love them today. The implication is, tomorrow you may not be able to do it. John, I loved you. And clearly, you touched the lives of so many others like me who worked with you, and I'm sure away from work as well. Thank you, John Clayton. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Bill Curry Ford and Brandon Legal Group. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you again soon.